Ezekiel chapter 10. And then I looked, and I saw, in the firmament that was above the head of the cherubims, there appeared over them, as it were, a sapphire stone, like the appearance of the likeness of a throne. And he spoke to the man clothed with linen, and said, Go in between the wheels, and go under the cherub, and fill your hand with coals of fire from between the cherubims, and scatter those coals over the city. And he went in my sight. Now the cherubims stood on the right side of the house, and when the man went in, and the cloud filled the inner court, then the splendor of Yahweh went up from the cherub over the threshold of the house, and the house was filled with the cloud, and the court was full of the brightness of Yahweh's splendor, and the sound of the cherubim's wings was heard to the outer court, like the voice of El Shaddai when he speaks. And it came to pass, when he had commanded the man clothed with linen, saying, Take fire from between the wheels and from between the cherubims, and then he went in and stood beside the wheels. One cherubim stretched forth his hand from between the cherubims to the fire that was between the cherubims, and took from it, and put it into the hands of the one that was clothed with linen, who took it and went out. And there appeared in the cherubims the form of a man's hand under their wings. And when I looked, I saw the four wheels by the cherubims, one wheel by one cherub, and another wheel by another cherub, and the appearance of the wheels was like the color of a beryl stone. And as for their appearance, they four had one likeness, as if a wheel had been in the midst of a wheel. And when they went upon their four sides, and they did not turn as they went, but to the place to wherever the head looked, they followed. They did not turn as they went. And their whole body, and their backs, and their hands, and their wings, and the wheels were full of eyes round about the wheels that they four had. As for the wheels, it was cried to them in my hearing, O wheel! And every one had four faces. The first face was the face of a cherub, and the second face was the face of a man, and the third the face of a lion, and the fourth the face of an eagle, and the cherubims were lifted up. This is the living creature that I saw by the river of Kabar. And when the cherubims went, the wheels went by them. And when the cherubims lifted up their wings to mount up from the earth, the same wheels also did not turn from beside them. When they stood, these stood. And when they were lifted up, these were lifted up them also. For the spirit of the living creature was in them. Then the splendor of Yahweh departed from off the threshold of the house and stood over the cherubims, and the cherubims lifted up their wings and mounted up from the earth in my sight. When they went out, the wheels were also beside them, and every one stood at the door of the east gate of Yahweh's house, and the splendor of the Elohim of Israel was over them, above them. This is the living creature that I saw under the Elohim of Israel by the river of Kabar, and I knew that they were the cherubims. Every one had four faces apiece, and every one had four wings, and the likeness of the hands of a man was under their wings, and the likeness of their faces was the same faces that I saw by the river of Kabar, their appearances and themselves, and they went every one straight forward. End of chapter.